You're listening to the Nurtured Empath Podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome to Ask Your Angels. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. I'm an intuitive counsellor, certified EFT practitioner and spiritual teacher. So this is your weekly opportunity to flex those intuitive muscles. So your only job is to just tune in, feel in to which card is for you this week. So as I do every week, I'm going to show you four cards and just tune in to see which number is for you. As you feel into which message is for you, comment below wherever you're watching or listening to this, and let's get started. All right. So this is card number one. And card number two. Card number three. And finally, card number four. All right, so for those of you that were called or tuned in and felt that card number one was for you, your message says, energize yourself with the weather. Look at that beautiful rainbow. So on the bottom of the card, it says, enjoy the warm sunshine, the wind in the trees, the cleansing rain, or the clarity after a snowstorm. This will increase your aliveness. So what I'm really feeling for you in regards to that, this is all about obviously getting out in nature because we're energizing ourselves with the weather. Because, you know, of our sensitivity as empaths, everything tends to affect us. And that's why a lot of the time when I'm working with my private clients, they say, this does not feel like a gift, this feels like a curse. And I get that, I understand that, but it's not, it is a gift. So we need to understand that. So as we go through our seasons, then it's going to affect us in a different way. So both the seasons as in the weather, but also the seasons as in our cycles is what I'm being shown. There are going to be times where you're bounding with energy and there's going to be times where you're not. So it's really starting to pay attention to that, honor that, and change the way in which you're doing things. So, you know, if you wake up and you're feeling a little lethargic, then don't try and do all the things that you would normally do if you've got high energy. Keep that for that time. So what they're really guiding for is to start to tune into your cycle. So whether that's the seasons, as in the weather, whether that's the cycles within you, whether that's the cycles within like the moon cycles, they can affect you as well. And I actually have a blog on my website and also I think it's on the podcast as well. About how to start to chart those moon cycles. So I'll put a link of that there for you as well. So really tune into that for yourself and start to notice those cycles and then start to live your life from that point. All right, for those of you that chose card number two, you are being told to restore yourself with alone time. I love this deck because it's actually four empaths, if you haven't already noticed with the messages that we're getting. And this one says, take a break from the busy world, replenish yourself in the stillness, meditate, stretch, nap, garden, do whatever quiet activities your spirit yearns for. Because as an empath, you would know, or if you're just learning that you're an empath, you would have felt this, that alone time is something that enriches your soul. Alone time is something that enriches your experience. Alone time is something that allows you to operate in this world. So it has to be a priority. I say this to my private clients all the time. As empaths, as sensitive souls, our self-care has to be top-notch. It's not a maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. No, it has to be a major priority in your life. You have to do it each and every day. And like I said, I think in last week's video, I know the things that I ask of you sometimes can be a lot. They can be a lot to do day in and day out. But you also know that how much they make you feel better. And this is the same thing. So making sure you get that quiet time, making sure you're taking that time out for yourself. If you have to schedule that into your diary, do it. Put it in your calendar. Like for me, my family knows at 2 o'clock every day, I'm gone for an hour. And I do whatever I want to do in that time, whether it's sometimes I do an hour meditation, sometimes I do a shorter meditation, I work with my spirit guides and my angels, I do some journaling, I do some tapping, healing, all that sort of thing. That is my hour, my healing hour is what I like to call it. So maybe that's something to consider for yourself, the fact that you've been guided to that this week. All right, for those of you that chose card number three, you got find your purpose. Wow, powerful. Maybe easier said than done, hey? When you feel like you don't fit into this world, remember that you're here to create a better one. Your tender heart is a treasure. So I really feel like this is guiding you to come down into that beautiful sensitive body of yours to find your purpose and to stop those thoughts, that rumination of, I don't fit here. I don't belong here. I don't fit anywhere. Being sensitive is something that is wrong with me because you've been taught that your whole life. I'm here to tell you right here and right now, you are worthy. You are a beautiful, sensitive soul. I don't ever want to hear you saying that that means there's something wrong with you because there's not. We need more of us in the world, not less. And that's why I do the work that I do, to help to awaken and embody and empower more empaths, more highly sensitive women to step up and show that beautiful, sensitive heart because it's healing to you and it's healing to everybody around you. So that is my message for you this week, also coming from the angels. Stop saying that being sensitive means there's something wrong with you, because it's not. It's beautiful. It's time to step into that power. It's time to shine that light and let everybody know who you are. All right. Card number four. You are getting meditate on the spaciousness of air. Wow, I've never had this one before. When you are stuck, picture yourself in an open, airy space with room to move and breathe. Let yourself feel free and empowered. Wow, how beautiful. So what they're really showing me is like a glass box. So it's a clear glass box. And inside of that glass box, you're able to step in. And within that glass box, there is this spaciousness there. There is this sense of freedom in there. To be able to be who you are, to not have to pretend to be anything else, like the previous card, finding your purpose. Within this box, you are safe. And when you're in that box, you can say, right here and right now, I am safe. Right here and right now, I can be myself. Right here and right now, I can express everything that is inside of me. I don't have to hide any of it. And I can guarantee you, if you're feeling stuck in areas of your life, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're having trouble making decisions, stepping inside this box is going to help you to do that. Because all of a sudden, all of that heaviness, all of that stuckness, all of that overwhelm, all of that indecision, it's going to float away into the space because you don't need it. It's not helping you. That's outside stuff. That's not inside stuff. That's outside stuff, outside pressure. So I invite you this week to step into this box of spaciousness, to feel that beautiful white energy that's within there, that's healing, that invites your heart to open, that invites you to step forward as the true beauty that you are, to say the things that you need to say, to express yourself in the way that you need to express yourself. And with that, you are going to experience freedom. Wow. Beautiful messages this week. As I say, I love this deck. It's the Empaths Empowerment Deck by Dr. Judith Orloff. She works with empaths as well. So I love that it's really dedicated to you, to the beautiful, sensitive soul that you are. So I trust that those messages have helped you this week. I'd love to hear in the comments how that's resonated with you. And again, if you need any support living this life here on Earth, that can be a little harsh sometimes as an empath, I invite you to reach out. You can book one of my free online coffee chats and we can have a chat about how I can help you moving forward. So I really want to thank you for joining me and I look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the self-care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. And you can connect with me on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me privately, visit my website, nicoleivins.com.